famous. Do you guys remember him on Vine? When he was, that's how he got famous.
I actually don't remember him on that show.
I remember him from Disney Channel, to be honest. Like, when he was, like, their next big thing or something
like
that.
Yeah, he actually
got... Oh, yeah, he was on that.
He actually got his start from the app Vine, from doing, like, the, like, 6-second, like, videos, like... So,
yeah.
It's pretty interesting. That's kind of how he got his start.
I mean, because, like, the first song I heard from him was Life of the Party.
Me too.
It was on one of those, like, now that's what I call music CDs, and I was like, this is pretty good. And, like, nobody knew him at the time, and then, like, he started getting big. I'm like, oh, my God, this is really good.
No, I was in love with him.
Weren't we all, honestly? Like,
and same with the Jonas Brothers. That's,
yeah, they started on Disney and, like, our little kid shows, too.
To be honest, I never really watched their show when I was little. Like, I know a lot of people did. Like, I watched maybe a few episodes, but I never watched them as much as other people.
Did you watch, like, Camp Rock and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah.
I think that's definitely the big one. A lot of people know Camp Rock more than they know.
If you didn't watch Camp Rock, then there's
I don't know what you're doing as a child.
Probably a Nick kid, then.
Yeah.
Probably.
Who is your favorite Jonas Brother?
Joe. I'm sorry.
I don't really have a favorite. I don't know. Like, when I was little, I probably did, but now I, like, don't even remember.
Mine is actually Nick, because he has type 1 diabetes, and I have type 1 diabetes. So, like, when I was little, I'm like, oh my god, we're, like, the same person.
I mean, I just like Joe a lot, because I liked him in Camp Rock and stuff.
Yeah.
And then, like, Nick's songs were really good, though.
Yeah,
like, his solo career.
Yeah. He is doing really good in his solo career, like, now.
I am glad they're back together now, because their new music is actually really good.
I know.
Like, when I heard they were getting back together, I didn't know what kind of music to expect, but it's, like, really good.
It's kind of, like, the same as, like, the way they used to be, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same style, just, like, a little updated.
Like, when they split up, like, I was like, this isn't right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, them, like, getting back together is a lot easier than, like, say, like, someone, like, One Direction, too, because they're, like, actually related. So they kind of have to be together, even if it's not, like, musically-wise.
Yeah, like, DNCE, like, their stuff was and, like, Nick's stuff was good, but, like, I miss them all together, really.
Yeah.
So back to Sean. So his first studio album was called Handwritten. It was released in 2015. He then released the second one, Illuminate, which we all remember had Treat You Better.
Oh, yeah.
What else did it have? Because it was more like, it was a lot of guitar on that album. Like,
yeah.
A lot.
Illuminate. That had, didn't have In My Blood, I think.
No, that was his next one. I'm trying to think of what song it was.
For what album? The Illuminate one?
Yeah.
Oh, Mercy. That's what the song
was. Mercy, that's what it was, yeah.
Yeah, because I knew it was like a hard rock kind of song, and I was like...
That's crazy he came out that album in 2017.
I know.
Like, I feel like he was just, like, a newer artist. But, yeah, that had, like, Nothing Holding Me Back and songs like that.
Yeah, and then the self-released album was in 2018, which had In My Blood and Lost in Japan.
Yeah.
And we all know he's currently dating Camila Cabello.
Yeah.
And he has Senorita.
So. Yeah, that's song you'll hear on the radio all the time.
I can't go one car ride without hearing that one.
Oh yeah.
Or any Shawn Mendes song, for that fact.
That's why we're called Radio Replays. So we're going to kick this off right here with In My Blood. It's like the world's caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, like, but I just can't.
It isn't in my blood. It was definitely too quiet, because I can hear my pattern flow. Feeling nothing. Yeah. I'm overwhelmed and insecure. Give me something that I can take to ease my mind. Like, it needs to be, like, almost all the way up, because all of us wear our voices. Just have a drink and you'll feel better. Just take her home and you'll feel better. Keep telling me that it gets better. Does it ever? It's not the like walls caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. I'm crawling in my skin. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It isn't in my blood.
It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't.
Just don't care. I love it when you dance like there's nobody there. So panic, it's hard. Don't be afraid. We don't care what them people say. I love it when you don't take no. I love it when you do what you want, 'cause you just said so. Let them all go home. We are late. We don't care what them people say.
I didn't even recognize the song, to be honest. Like, I just, like, didn't process it. I mean, and then I was like, oh, that's what it is.
It really just took me back to seventh grade.
I know, it's the first thing you remember from him.
I know.
So
the polls are going to be live in about 10 minutes, so make sure you guys are going on to At Night's Radio and voting for your favorite artists. Why don't we talk about the Jonas Brothers a little bit more now?
Oh, my God.
God, I'm so happy they got back together, and I'm jealous. My sister saw them in concert a few months ago.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she didn't take me, but yeah, she said that like they played a lot of their old stuff too. Like they played like a bunch of stuff from all their solo careers, as well as old Jonas Brothers and new Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, like they played what was it? They have Year 3000, Burning It Up.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's just like childhood music.
Their stuff is just, it takes you back.
Definitely.
So like when I heard their song last year, Sucker, I was like, wow, this is just, they're bringing it back, they're doing amazing.
I know, like that was a song where I'm like, wow, this is a real song. I'm like, this is actually like a really good song.
They weren't doing like a one song get back together, like, you know, like a little reunion. They were doing,
yeah,
like,
they're doing the whole thing.
Like, we're finally back together, we're finally doing this. Like,
when they said they were getting back together, I thought it was fake at first, because I thought it was just something people hyped up that, like, wouldn't really happen, or maybe it would be, like, a song or two that they'd drop.
I know, like, Friends, like, all those reunions that they keep teasing, but you never know if they're actually going to happen.
Yeah, that happens all the time, like, with One Direction for the longest time. They're like, oh, yeah, they're getting back together. Like, that was never happening. They're exactly. All, like, their solo careers now.
Yeah, like, Nick and Joe, they went on their separate ways, you know, DNCE, and then Nick did his own albums. Fun fact, they were raised in New Jersey.
I love that. I love when, like, artists that, like, we love are just, like, they're from New Jersey.
Like, last week we had Halsey was from Jersey. Yeah. There's so many artists from, like, Jersey, from Philly. And, like, it's never known about that until
exactly.
They become
yeah.
famous. Or until
that's
you
like,
look it
up. That's, like, the rap bracket, too. Lil Uzi Vert, he's from Philly.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, all these places close to us. And Bon Jovi and the Rock of Ages, he's from New Jersey as well.
So I hope you guys are as hyped as I am, because this song is amazing. Here's Sucker right here on Sterling High School Radio.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And maybe you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. For you, yeah,
yeah, and then
don't complicate it, yeah, cause I know you and you know everything about me. I can't remember all of the nights I don't remember when you're around me. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. Yeah. Any road you take, you know that you'll find me. I'm a sucker for all the subliminal things. No one knows about you.
About you.
About you.
About you.
And you're making the typical me break my typical rules. It's true. I'm a sucker for you.
Told you. I made dinner plans for you and me and no one else. That don't include your crazy friends. Oh, I'm done with awkward situations, empty conversations. This is an SOS, don't wanna second guess. This is the bottom line, it's true. I gave my all for you, now my heart's in two. And I can't find the other half. It's like I'm walking on broken glass. Better believe I bled. It's a call I'll never get.
Move on to our next person.
We have Post Malone versus Harry Styles, a matchup that a lot of people aren't very happy about for Harry fans.
Yeah, they're all like, you guys didn't give him a chance on that one.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's just how it worked out.
Yeah.
So originally in 2010, he was on the X Factor, and later he was brought back to form One Direction. 1D was together till 2016, and the group split. My friend was so mad about that, and she kept yelling at us all because we would never believe it. She's like, they're going to get back together. Like, she would just yell at us every day, they're going to get back together.
If they get back together, it won't be for a while.
I don't think it's going to be anytime soon that they'll be getting back together.
Maybe they'll throw a Jonas Brothers later on, but...
Like, I highly doubt it.
Yeah, me too.
I don't even think they're close anymore, and I think all of them at this point have formed a separate career that isn't part of... like One Direction.
Yeah. Basically. Like,
but Harry Styles is having a great solo career.
He really is.
He's bigger than Niall, Zayn.
Oh, yeah. He has, what, 3 iHeartRadio Music Awards for Best Music Video for Sign of the Times, Best Solo Breakout, and Best Cover Song. So he's doing really well.
Yeah.
And he just got that album dropped. Everyone's going crazy over.
He acted in Dunkirk, too. Like,
yeah.
That's another thing.
I feel like a lot of people, like, in the very beginning when they broke up, it was, like, Niall and Zayn who kind of, like, came out a lot with their own music and stuff. But I feel like now that they've been falling off, like, Harry's been picking it back up.
Definitely, yeah.
And I don't think I've really heard much at all from, like, Lewis. Like, yeah. I think he just fell off.
There's, like, one song, like, I saw on, like, Spotify a few days ago, and I was like, that's the guy from One Direction, right?
Yeah, I don't even think when they were part of the band that he was even that big of a person. Like, he was never like, oh my god, guys, did you hear Lewis's voice in that song? Like, no one really cared about him. No offense to him, he's a good artist, but
one,
so.
1D, I wasn't a big fan of, so, like, when I hear the names now, I can only think of the three. I can only think of Zayn, Harry, and Niall. Those are the only three I can think of.
Yeah. For, like, a little bit when I was little, I did not like them or 5 Seconds of Summer, because I was just like, I don't want to be a fangirl. So, like, I didn't really listen to a lot of their music, but, like, now I like their music.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like, who cares?
Yeah. When I was little, I was just too much of a tomboy. I was like, no. But, yeah. And then now we got Post Malone. I think he might win our whole bracket.
Honestly, yeah. If he's So, like, depending on who goes up from Billy versus Ari, that could be a really good matchup.
One he would crush, honestly.
Yeah, I think he would be either one, because you have to think about it. Post Malone, he came from rap. So, like, originally he was a rap artist, and now he kind of converted over to pop. So yeah. Anyone who liked his rap music are going to vote for him. Anyone who liked his pop music are going to vote for him. Anyone who listened to both is going to vote for him. So he kind of has, like, an advantage on the other artists because he has so many other genres that he can do.
Definitely.
So this is Watermelon Sugar on Sterling High School Radio. We'll be right back.
And it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. So wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high. Watermelon sugar, strawberries on a summer evening. Baby, you're the end of June. I want your belly and that summer feeling. Getting washed away in you. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar. And it sounds just like a song. I want your belly and that summer feeling. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar. I just wanna taste it. I just wanna taste it. do.
Start talking. And we're back.
Sorry for those technical difficulties.
There was actually 40 seconds left on that, but I don't know what that was. Because there's not supposed to be 40 seconds left on that.
I think we should just blame Strauss, because he puts all the music in our system.
That's true.
Nice job, Strauss.
Like, I was in charge of trying to do the intro yesterday. I was not in charge of what comes after that.
Yeah, very true.
Oh, he's about to give me the death stare for that. Okay.
Yeah, well, one thing that I just found through our brackets is that Bella wrote on one of them that she was very disappointed that we did not put One Direction into our bracket. So that's always interesting to hear feedback from people.
Into the Radio Replays bracket?
Into the competition in general, but we would probably be the competition it'd fall under because they were one of our runner-ups.
I know. Like, but here's my thing. Are they still on the radio?
They're really not. It's Harry Styles on the radio now. Yeah. That's why we picked him.
Yeah, because we were thinking, we were like, should we put Harry or should we put One Direction? And technically, Harry just falls into it better because you don't hear One Direction on the radio anymore.
That's true. Like, you'll hear it occasionally, but it's not a radio replay, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on to our final artist of the day, Post Malone, our number two seed, right behind Billie Eilish. His real name is Austin Richard Post, so I guess that's where he got part of his name from. He released his debut single, White and... Iverson. I'm sorry. I can't say.
No way.
I can't say anything.
You did keep calling Billie Eilish Billie Eyelash.
Okay,
so.
But she's not a relevant person. It's okay. White Iverson, like, literally, Grammys, like, the basketball player and everything. Like, come on. But anyways,
he's released two albums, one in 2016, one in 2018. He has a lot of hits. Rockstar, Psycho, Nat, you can name some of his really old stuff.
Yeah, well, it was mainly off his album that he dropped, like, I want to say two years ago.
Stony or the other one?
The other one. But I'm not going to say the name because Strauss might get mad because I don't know how, like, PG it is, you know. But, well, just saying because I know.
I heard that desk slap out there.
Yeah, but with that album, he had a lot of big songs on it, like Paranoid's Boy My Night, Psycho, Better Now, okay. Other Side, Ball For Me. Like, there's just so many, like, songs on that people know. Candy Paint and, like, Sugar Withdrawal, like, all them songs. He dropped that album in 2018, and that was, like, his last, like, album that kind of had, like, more rap on it, because his other two albums as well, or his other album as well, was rap. And then after that, with his Hollywood Bleeding, he kind of became more of a pop artist.
I first started getting into him after I heard, like, Rockstar, because, like, that was, like, the song on the radio. Like, you would just hear that, and then, what was his other ones?
Better Now.
Deja Vu.
Yeah. Psycho.
Go Flex, you probably knew that one, too.
Probably.
And, like, Feeling Witty. Like, and there's just, like, older music of his. Like, that was still considered his, like, rap, I guess, and that was his album in 2016.
And now his number one song is, like, Circles, and it's just all over the place. Like, I heard it on a train ride one time, and I was like, wow, this is a really good song, and I would just listen to it the whole time when I was on the train. And now I'm like, can you just get the song off the radio?
Like, yeah, I honestly don't like any of his new album just for the fact that the radio overplays it.
It's true. It's just, like, all of his songs are almost overplayed now, and it kind of makes it sad because he's such a unique artist.
Yeah, he definitely has his own style about him that's, like, pretty unique, and just, like, the way he, like, acts and dresses, like, he doesn't follow, like, a lot of, like, the, like, social rules, I guess.
And, like, my parents noticed, too. Like, I was, my family had, like, a New Year's party and everything, and he was on the New Year's Rockin' Eve, and all the parents were like, okay, so when's Post coming on? I'm like, what? You actually listen to this?
My dad loves Post Malone. It's so funny. He'll come on in the car. I'll be like, your dad is your boy, Post Malone. And he'll be like, ooh. And then he'll, like, turn up the radio. It's the funniest thing ever.
That is funny. Yeah, Post Malone, he won, what, 6 Grammys over his career?
Yeah, because he's been a, like, artist that's been, like, kind of, like, well-known for a while now.
Yeah, a couple years since, like, what, about, like, 2017, 2018.
2016, actually. That's when, like, Deja Vu and all them songs came out.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So he's been, like, big since then. So he's been doing pretty good with all that.
For this year, I don't think he won the Best Pop Duo Performance. The thing is, like, we've had, what was it, like, three of our people today actually have been up for, like, the Duo Performance Awards. We had Shawn Mendes, who was up with Camila Cabello for Senorita. We had Jonas Brothers because they're a group. And now we have Post. So, like,
they... Yeah. That's basically all of our artists today.
I'm trying to figure out who won that, though. Like,
I'm not sure. I don't know. Yeah. But I think Post Malone's going to have a really good chance of winning our region.
Definitely. He definitely has an upper hand. So far,
based off our brackets that everybody, like, put in, he came in, like, on top. Like, he was dominating Lil Uzi Vert and Billie Eilish, who were the second and third runner-up for it. So, like, he's doing pretty well.
Yeah, so how about we get into some more Post Malone right now?
Okay, here is Deja Vu.
Cause I can't take it no more. No, you ain't like them. Tell them nobody else. Say you can't drop your. Leave them at the door. Deal falls on the floor. I swear we've been here before. From my own perspective, you all in my section, trying to come to my session. We rolling up pressure, you know that we flexing. We bought all the bottles, we came with the models. Girl, this a confession, I'm not like your exes. I came in from Texas, and now that we texting. You can fly in whenever, now you undressing. Don't address it, your hair getting messed up. The feeling we catching, my love is a blessing. Make love in the Lexus, make love in the Lexus. I know you remember. Deja vu. Cause you want me and I want you. Tell me it's that deja vu. Cause baby it ain't nothing no. No. Tell me it's that deja vu. Cause you want me and I want you. Tell me it's that deja vu. Cause baby this ain't nothing no. Oh, you acting reckless. Told you that I need affection, so let me point you in the right direction. It's so important that you get the message. Yeah, yeah, I gotta say something to you, yo, yo. I'm on a roll out in a no, no, no. If you wanna do what I wanna do, well, well, I guess that it's just deja vu. Tell me it's that deja vu. Cause you want me and I want you. Tell me it's that deja vu. Cause baby it ain't nothing no. No. Tell me it's that deja vu. Cause you want me and I want you. Tell me it's that deja vu. Cause baby this ain't nothing no.
That was Deja Vu by Post Malone, who is our number two seed in our bracket. So, a little review from yesterday. We had the best of 2010 going up against each other. We had Justin Bieber and Bruno Mars ended up winning. And then Beyonce and Adele, and Beyonce won there. So make sure you keep voting for your favorites at Nights Radio on Twitter. And you can vote for our artists for the radio replay, Shawn Mendes and Jonas Brothers, and the other matchup, which is Post Malone and Harry Styles.
And make sure you guys tune in tomorrow for the popular present rappers region. Tomorrow it's going against Uzi, A Boogie, Roddy Ricch, and NBA. So make sure you guys are tuning in and you can vote who you want to see move on.
Yeah, make sure you definitely tune in because we get a lot of shade about these brackets. But if you don't vote and if you don't, like, take the class to make the brackets, then can't do anything about it. So make sure you, like, put it out there. So
this has been Radio Replays. It's Wednesday. I'm Mark Lemiersman. I've been your host.
I'm Kaylee Lemazny.
And I'm Natalie Warrington.
Make sure to tune in tomorrow for Rap. And here is Sunflower by Post Malone.
Your love would be too much, or you'll be left.